Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay, the supervisor requested. How may I help you? Hello. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay, the supervisor requested. How may I help you?
Yes. Hear me now.
It's very vague, but...
Hear me now.
Hello. It's like, it's very low, but I'll still just try to listen.
I was concerned with your department, fraud department, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Had some charges.
Ma'am?
Yeah. Okay, is this better?
Yes, ma'am, that's a lot better.
Okay, for some reason it was on speaker and I don't know why it wouldn't go through. Okay. I was transferred to your department because we have charges that we did not make. So.
Okay. So I'd be happy to look over the account with you. One moment while I just pull the information up. Okay. And may you verify your first and last name?
Okay, my first name is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Last name is
Patman, P as in Paul, A-T-M-A-N.
Yes, ma'am. So an account is pulling up, but it's registered under with somebody else's
Dan
first
Patman?
Name? Yes, ma'am.
Dan Patman, yeah, it was his card. And I usually handle the business, so that's why I'm talking to you. Do you need his permission for me to talk to you?
Oh, you're his wife?
I'm his wife, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So it's okay. You're going to have to wait till the account load up. And may you verify that full shipping address for me?
1722 Essex, E-S-S-E-X, Ardmore, A-R-D, M-O-R-E, Oklahoma, 73401.
Yes, ma'am. So? Okay, so I show here what happened. Everything did get started on December the 16th. You paid $5.74 with the MasterCard. Ending in 9202 to receive our tactical bag that was shipped out on December the 16th, but it was delivered with your local postal services on December the 20th at 11:29 a.m. to the address that you just verified on file.
That's right, and he did not order the tactical bag.
Okay, so you're saying that he never ordered the tactical bag, but I'm showing here it was another charge for a priority shipping as well for an additional $4.99.
Well, somehow somebody has this debit card. I don't know how, but or has the number, not necessarily the debit card. And then we had something else. I'd have to look back at this paper in a minute to see if it was a bigger charge.
Yes, ma'am, because I show here not even just as that. That was on December the 16th. But on December the 18th, he also paid for opportunity to win our pots and pans set, as well a cooking set.
An opportunity to win that or something?
Opportunity to get our pots and pans set for the $5.74 as well.
Okay. But he did not order all that stuff.
So you're stating that even though on December the 16th, he placed the order for the tactical bag and also pay extra for the priority shipping because the typical shipping date is 7 to 10 business days, but when he paid extra, that was 4 to 6 business days. So he paid for that and then also waited 2 days and ensuring another order was placed for our entry for the pots and pan cooking set. That was on December the 18th. So So you said he never did the thing on the 16th. He didn't come back 2 days later and do another order on the 18th.
No, he did not.
Okay, so may you verify his phone number?
580-768-4314.
Yes, ma'am. That's the address that we do have on file as well. May you verify the email address?
RevDanPatman@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. So all of the personal information matches the shipping address, the phone number, the email address, first and last name. It wasn't just one separate order. It was two separate orders on two separate dates. And all was still associated with the same personal information. All was still on the same MasterCard ending in 9202. And even a tactical bag that was delivered December the 20th to the address that we do have on file. So contrary to all of that information, you're saying that he never placed the order, even then come back 2 days later and place the second order?
If he did, he certainly didn't know what he was doing.
Okay, because, yeah, once he placed
he
all of those.
That tactical bag came here, and we kept it because when he got it, he said, I don't know where this is from and what this did or anything.
Okay. It's just the thing is, it's different if it was just on one day, like orders was placed, but within 2 days, two separate orders was actually placed. So
somebody's
that's the
got
only.
His information. I don't know. So I don't know. The bank wanted me to check with you guys first with the company, and then they will go check for the fraudulent if we can't get it resolved.
Right, because we can file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are going to be forwarded for pending investigation, which means these original two orders on these two separate dates, we're going to track those IP addresses and make sure that it does not align with your address that you already verified on file. And also, it can pinpoint the exact devices, whether it's a tablet, smartphone, desktop, laptop, iPad, whatever the device is, we can pinpoint the exact devices in which these original two orders was placed, because, like I said, it's different when it was, especially if it's been 1 day, but it's different when it's 2 days, two separate orders, two separate things, but everything meshing up the same exact time. So we can still file this as fraud. We just want to make it very sure and you're aware that the address, like anything that we do search, does not come back to anybody in your household.
Well, the only people in our household is my husband and I. Now, I'm not saying that, I mean, the only other thing is sometimes I've had a company start making more charges, and I never understood they were going to subscribe me to something. I don't care if it's in that really small print or whatever. We're not trying to do this, and but the only thing that we have received is his, we have received that tactical bag, and I've got it right on the kitchen table there because he said he didn't order it. But, we're not trying to be dishonest about it or something.
No, what we're going to do, we can still, you said if it is a possibility, I won't file the fraud claim. I'll just handle the accountant assist you with, making sure it's canceled out. And then also, I know one of your concerns is a refund. But if you're stating that it's fraud, we're definitely going to track the original IP addresses because it's two separate orders on two separate days. So that's why we're going to definitely track the IP addresses and making sure that everything does coincide with the personal information we have on the account.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot of our personal information. I don't even know anybody that's been in here or what, so in our house, but us. So, I mean, I can talk to my husband some more or, just call the security, the police or what. I can do whatever I need to. I mean, I've been on the phone for a long time. I just want to get this resolved. We can send the tactical bag back to you. But I don't know. The latest charge is the 23rd of December for $67.32, which we have no idea what that would be.
It's because when the first order was placed for the tactical bag, the SNAMI did state in the terms and conditions that it does come with a monthly membership, where you still receive a $125 voucher via the email that you verified on file. And then also, with it's not just one order, you place a second order for the cooking set. That comes with a monthly membership as well of the $67.32 as well. And he received another $125 voucher via the email as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can have him look into that. You know, I'm not trying to finagle somebody, but we don't have any cooking set here, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm not trying to finagle something, but that's quite a bit of money here when you started at $67.32 here.
But it's only because of the two orders that was placed. It's not like, you know, we charged just to charge. But what we can do to try to get the issue rectified, now, if you're saying that you're 100% sure that everything is fraudulent, even though it was two orders, so whatever the case may be, two orders separately placed, we can still file this as fraud, do a fraud investigation, you know, track the IP addresses. Or we can just make sure, you know, without filing the fraud claim, we still can make sure that the account is canceled out today, and then also we can do a 50% refund on each one of those charges.
Okay, well, we do need to cancel out those charges, and we've received that tactical bag, and that's the only thing we've received. And, I mean, you know, we can send back anything else if we should receive it, but we do need to get our money back. It's Christmas. So what else do you need? Anything else?
No, I'm just making sure that the account was successfully canceled out. And also, as a courtesy, I will fully refund the $67.32 on each one of those dates, the 21st and also the 22nd.
Okay. Now, what was that $67 supposed to be for?
From when he placed the order for those tactical bags and also the cooking set, it stated in the terms and conditions that it does come with the monthly membership of the $67.32 each month, but in return, he received a $125 voucher via his email.
Okay. So what do you want us to do with that tactical bag?
You can keep everything, ma'am. The only thing we're going to do is make sure that the account is canceled out. We're going to do the full refunds on the $67.32s.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time and your cooperativeness. So I was on the phone for a while, but somebody from your office did call me right back when I asked to be called, and so I appreciate that. Now, yeah, it's called Majestic Cards. What is this called? Is that one of the people you represent? Or
yes,
now it's Majestic Guard or something, G-A-R-D. Okay. And your name is?
So I have successfully made sure that the account was canceled out, and also I did fully refund the $67.32s. It does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account, so please consider that the holidays are in effect, so it may not be accurate until next Friday. I mean, was there anything else that I can do for you today?
No.
Did you get the cancellation number that the account was canceled?
Yes, hold on. Okay.
C as in Charlie, 263-454-132.
454-132, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me give you this back. C as in Charlie, 263-454-132.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.